Welcome to Inspired Radio with Helen Taylor. Get ready to be inspired. Stories have power and conversations spark change. So let's create a new world and get started right now.
Okay, good afternoon, Melbourne. Good afternoon, Australia. And good day or evening to all our international listeners as well. I'm Helen Taylor. Welcome to my show, Inspired Radio. I'm here with you every Monday, 4 p.m. Melbourne, Australia time, and Sunday, 11 p.m. Central time for US and Canada. For conversations and stories to inspire you. This is the BBS Radio TV platform, and we're going live to 190 plus outlets worldwide. Inspired Radio is all about change and getting uncomfortable and shaking up the status quo because we're breaking free from our limitations and embracing our infinite potential right now, right now. My guests are here to tell their story and to reveal how they have overcome change and made better lives for themselves and, of course, for others, and to inspire you with their stories because storytelling is creating the new world. Today, we're joined by Judge Adrian Fani Rudolph Fonzi, a South African known for his outspoken views on financial governance, banking practices, and systemic corruption. From growing up on a farm to serving in military special forces, his journey led him to question global financial systems way back in even the 1980s. Appointed as an investigator in 2013, he has since spoken publicly about alleged banking scandals, financial oppression, and the need for greater transparency and accountability. He describes his mission as one of worldwide disclosure and restoring a system where people regain control of the wealth for the benefit of all. So please join me in welcoming a very brave and humble man, Adrian. Welcome, Adrian.
Thank you. Thank you, Helen. Thank you for the opportunity presented to enhance our disclosure that is so needed.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So I said to you before we started this show that I see you as the spearhead. You've been the tip of the spear for a long, long time. And here in Australia, we're only starting to see the other end of the spear, the wooden end. We're only starting to see things reveal more and more here. But you've been at the tip of this and you've been uncovering a lot of things for decades. Is that right?
That's correct, Helen. When I resigned in 1980, I think, from Special Forces, I then went through a period of education myself, through tertiary education. And in 1982, I started an organization in the financial arena.
Mm-hmm.
And it was the best teaching opportunity that I had, because when you grew up on how you perceive financial should work, that there is some value behind some currency in circulation that is exchanging and being value added to the currency. It doesn't happen that way.
So what you're saying is that we see currency as value, exchange of value.
Well, it is supposed to be like that.
Yeah.
But it, in fact, is a well-disguised scam. And let me put it to in stronger words. It's a theft.
Right.
Because you'll find that banks, when they present a loan, they do not have or do not move any currency of value.
Mm-hmm.
They create it instantly by a ledger entry.
Out of thin air.
Out of thin air.
Mm-hmm.
And I can even prove it to you by a publication in Forbes about one of the South African so-called Mr. Big,
Can I just say, can I just say something there? Because some people are listening to this. I mean, some people are going to get to watch it, but you just held up a Forbes article, and Forbes is a magazine. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Now, and in this article, one of the so-called one of the spear-heading creators of this financial crime syndicate, he stated in this article, it means that more banks are offering loans without collateral.
Right. Yep.
It means that a borrower must pay more interest to reduce the risk. The risk is that if the borrower runs into trouble, banks must go through a costly process to claw back the loans. So they are clawing back a loan that doesn't exist.
So
They've,
they're loaning nothing.
they're loaning nothing,
They're
but they are taking everything.
charging interest on nothing and then taking everything back.
Everything, yes. So, and you can see that in many publications where there are real scientific approach to analyze and dissect the mechanism. So, and it works like that on a global scale, which was designed by the Rothschilds already in the late 70s, 1700, sorry, not the late 70s. And that is a banking system that has been forced upon the people, which they are in control to choke the flow of money. And by choking the flow of money, they force wars, which they fund both sides of the war through third-party lobbyist groups and accumulate all the wealth that belongs to the people of the world under their control.
So how did you discover that this was going on? I said in the intro that you were appointed an investigator in 2013, but did something happen when you were in special forces as well?
Yes. While I was in special forces, and you will know the story of about apartheid and the so-called fight against apartheid. But apartheid was a business construct. It was not an ideological difference between population groups. It was a business construct disguised as ideological difference.
So the rest of the world was seeing that there was some balance of power, some fight over power and
Yes.
whatnot, and you're saying it was none of that.
It was never that. And let me give you a short, brief input on that. So in 1913, King George V of Britain expropriated all the land belonging to the tribes, the native tribes in South Africa. Then in 1914, a group of them visited King George V with a petition to return the tribal land to the tribes, which he refused.
To the people. Yep.
Yeah. So then in 1917, King George, through the activities of MI6, created what was called the Brooder Bond. And also, he established the ANC,
And what's the ANC?
the African National Congress,
Okay.
the current government. So, and through those two parties being established and regulated by the Crown, he created this artificial ideological war, mainly against white against black, in essence.
Yeah.
If you so, and the activities was run by this artificial ideology and war,
Right.
which was supported by the mainstream media, which is next to the criminal gang in the financial system worldwide, the biggest criminal gang, because they are been utilized to influence people throughout the world.
So you're saying that our most of our systems have been created to cover up what's going on in the background.
Exactly. Now, let me give you a recent example. TikTok was a platform where people from many different angles could place videos or commentary on stuff that happened throughout the world. Now, TikTok was recently been taken over by Israel. So what will happen now in TikTok? All the content of TikTok will be controlled by what is perceived to be the PR necessity or requirement of Israel. So there's no more a worldwide perception or view or access to TikTok.
So what does that mean?
Well, that means that through centuries, we've allowed the humans on Earth, we allowed the criminal gang to establish a control system over humanity that we are going to really stand up to remove it.
Mm-hmm.
Because what they are doing, they are solidifying control in every possible way over humanity for control purposes.
Okay, so TikTok is to control the narrative?
Yes,
Right,
of course.
Okay, so they've been systemically moving in quietly in the background for 100 years by the sounds of it.
Yes,
Right,
of course.
because what you were saying that King George was doing 100 years ago, the game hasn't changed.
Not at all.
Yeah.
And you see, and I, for a long time in my life, believed myself to be, for instance, a Christian. Now, what does a Christian mean to be a Christian? In essence, according to the teachings of Christ, it should have been care for your neighbor the same way you care for yourself.
Yeah.
But the Christian nations, that they care for their neighbor the same way they care for themselves? No. The worst wars of all was fought Christian against Christian.
Religion, yes.
Who was behind the manifestation of this Christian against Christian religion wars?
Yeah, who?
The Vatican.
Okay.
And the Vatican is controlled by the Rothschilds. Already the Rothschilds took control of the financial management in 1823. Now,
you call them, well, you said generational criminals, eminent persons group. I was
Yes.
really intrigued by that title, Eminent Persons Group.
Eminent persons group. If you Google it, it will give you an explanation of exactly what's the meaning of that. And you'll also find it on some of the worldwide networks that record specifically factual statuses of it.
Yeah. So that's really
now,
what we call the elite, the cabal, the deep state. That's a name for all of it.
Yes. Now, and although I've now named the Vatican, we have to be careful on how we address it, because if you now look at it, for instance, the ideology that has been created by media, it puts the South African whites against the South African blacks,
yeah,
in essence.
yeah,
but it was never the truth.
Yeah.
It there is not this kind of feud that the whites doesn't want the blacks to have a decent life. And And now you can see how they did falsify the narrative of apartheid. When King George expropriated the land from the black tribal groups, the National Party under Dr. Verwoerd buy back the land and hand it back to the tribes. Now, if you have to return a land that was expropriated on that scale, how do you legally provide for it to be returned? So you have to create a state where this land is then transferred to that state under the control of the tribe. And that was, the narrative was then deliberately falsified by the media and this eminent group or the deep state or the criminal gang, generational criminal gang, to create it as if it is a conflict of hate, the one against the other, which it never was. It was a legal mechanism without which the transfer of the ownership of the land couldn't happen.
And what were they ultimately trying to do? Because they've done that here in Australia with Aboriginal land, with, you know.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's sounding like this, it smells like the same thing, Adrian.
It is the same thing. It's the same narrative that they force upon the people. And what it creates is it creates division. And by divide and conquer,
absolutely,
they keep in control of the systems.
Mm.
That is why even your government is a criminal gang.
Yep.
And I'm not scared to say it, because I can for sure provide evidence to that effect, which I recently did.
Right. And everybody who's listening out there, you've got evidence for everything that you're saying and everything that you're claiming. I've seen some of it personally, guys, and so, I mean, it's just volumes of evidence, and we will do our best to share some of it with this show as well.
You see, and let me take it to your area of Australia. Now, one thing that is naturally true, the sum of the collective will always be more than the sum of the individual product. So how is it then that Australia is in need of foreign loans?
Mm-hmm.
If the collective of Australia can easily look after everyone's need many times more over, how is it then that Australia had a need for foreign loans?
Where's our resources and where's our money?
Yeah, where's your resources? Where's
That's
your money?
The same as what
And
happened in South Africa, right?
Exactly, worldwide.
Yeah.
And believe me, the people in Europe are the most blinded, because they think they are educated to the extent that they can explain everything in a false narrative being pushed through the media, but it's not true.
Yep.
So, and the conflict in Europe is also being escalated by the same control over the world media. There you've got Reuters, owned by, in essence, by the Rothschilds, control more than 80% of all news throughout the world.
So how did you find out? Because as you're saying, the media and everything globally is running a story to everybody, and everybody's buying the story and playing into the story and being divided while they're being conquered. So how did you find out what was going on in the background, and what have you been doing about that?
You see, when I started with this business that I idolized about how to run finances in, I think, 1982, I met up with a whistleblower from the World Bank. Not physically, but we were in regular contact, Karen Hudis. And Karen Hudis, as kind of touch on the nerve that was obvious for me that something was missing. And that was, she claimed that President Ferdinand Marcos was stealing the wealth of the world because of actions that he did.
Marcos was the Philippines, is that right?
Yes,
Yes.
But in essence, that's not true.
Mm-hmm.
Although he was a tool, he was forced in it by the CIA.
So he was a fall guy.
Yes, he was forced into that by the CIA. And so are many of the people in government, but they don't realize it. And the problem they we have, if they've eaten from the table of Satan, so in most of the instances. So for a fear of disclosure, they would rather stay quiet and continue what they are doing than to stand up and say, this has now been far enough. We are harming our own kind,
So
and
what
we
do
are
they
harming
do?
humanity.
Do they compromise themselves in some way, and that's what keeps them silent?
Well, let me give it to you from the disclosures. If you ever read the book of Dr. Coleman or many of the others, there's this little book that is called The Chronicles of the Elders of Zion,
Yep.
which documented all exactly what is happening in the world and how they will manage to get control over the whole of the world.
Well, it had a step-by-step guide, didn't it?
Yes, absolutely.
But people thought it was a conspiracy or just a story.
Yes, and the thing is that it is the same with the war in Europe, the Second World War and the First World War. Now, look at a war. How does a war start? You are in Australia, I'm in South Africa. Am I concerned about something that you may do against me or speak against me in South Africa? Not at all.
No.
So how is it that a war can be created
Yep.
between nations?
Yep.
It is someone with a business plan who escalated through the media and who is capable and has got the resources to do that, to create a common understanding of consciousness in at the top in the societies that they had to settle the score by war.
Right. Right. And people have to understand this, that there really are people that are that inclined to do things like that. It's really hard for people to kind of consider that people would create a war for business purposes, knowing that they're killing heaps of people for their own reward.
Exactly. Now, it then so happened that I was approached to do the recovery of two of the world's biggest trusts that funds the whole world financial system. And the trust, both of them, determinations is that the wealth of the trust should be applied for the benefit of humanity worldwide,
Yes.
not for in the individuals in countries, but none of those wealth has benefit the public worldwide as per the instruction of the trust.
Yes. So you're talking about the Alpha Omega Trust. What's the other trust?
The Avila Trust.
Okay. The Avila
Now,
Trust. Yep. Yep. So
now,
they're set up for the people, right?
yes.
And so you discovered those trusts and they were supposed to be invested and the money distributed for the people.
Yes, but those funds, that those wealth are invested for the benefit of this criminal gang worldwide. The Eminent Persons Group or the Deep State
Yes.
or the generational crime families.
Yes.
Call it the way you want.
Yep.
There are so much discord being sowed throughout the world by the world media. as the catalyst for this school.
And the Rothschilds were the managers of the Alpha Omega Trust, weren't they, up until 2000?
Yes, they had asset management agreement with the Avila Trust, which was cancelled in 2016 with prejudice. But nobody in the world knows it because
I
it
mean,
is suppressed by the media.
that's what's incredible, right? Like they've had their fingerprints all over so many things and nobody knows.
Yes. And I'm going to give you another example. I can present you photos where the so-called Jews in Europe was already removed from Europe to Israel prior to the Second World War, and confirmed in the press that it was completed. But the run-up to the war was a public PR stunt in the media in the United States, already running from 1918 for the war to start in the late 1930s. So, and because of the people's inclination to look at their circumstances and their emotion against, it's easy to manipulate the people's emotion through the press.
Yes. Oh, they've figured out. I mean, we call it marketing and advertising out here in the world, but marketing and advertising have been, what's the word I'm looking for? Programming all of us.
Yeah. Yes.
Heavily, heavily.
Exactly. It's a form of subliminal inculcation.
Yes.
Yeah.
Puts you all to sleep.
Yes.
Yes. So you discovered these trusts and you discovered these funds. How do we get them back? How do we get this?
Well,
I know here in Australia we've got Corruption Whistleblower. I interviewed them and they've served the banks over here asking for the money back. What's happening from South Africa's end of things?
Well, I'm in the process in South Africa to do exactly the same. And because of the fact that I have gotten a lot of more evidence, the serving and the formalization of the documents does take a little bit of more of time.
Right.
And it's the process is different than in Australia, where I could present the evidence and they could just say, where is our money?
Yep.
Where is our benefit? But I have the detailed evidence in to my disposal, so the disclosure is a little bit different.
Okay.
And obviously, it addresses the so-called ideological war that was fabricated through a century and even more to get the difference in tribes elevated to the extent of total mistrust that it's easy to force the war throughout.
So
And believe me,
we're talking about trillions of dollars here. I want people to understand what's at stake, right? So we've got this generational gang, so to speak, who have put in certain play games, certain games to catch all of the world up in, using media, using marketing, using advertising to keep everybody distracted while they have stolen millions of dollars and at the detriment to the rest of the world.
Well, let me give you an example. I provide you from the minutes of the committee of 300 examples of a few accounts. And I go back to the Vatican and the Roman Catholic Church. The Roman Catholic Church has been utilizing as a a marketing tool. Because the Roman Catholic Church, in some way, is doing good also. And there's a lot of people, I would say by far the majority of the people in the Roman Catholic Church that wants to do good and wants to see good
Sure.
being done throughout the world. And the Roman Catholic Church is present in 160 countries in the world. Now, but after the death of Alexander the Great, they came into existence in the background of the Roman Catholic Church, an organization that is called Fraternus Sabbatinus. And exactly what it means, they are the serpent.
Right.
Now, the trust that I was recruited for or asked for to recover the assets
Yep.
and to take back the assets on behalf of humanity has got an account of 2 million tons of gold to the Vatican. Now, why would the Vatican have needed those alone to that extent to fund the operation? They didn't need it.
Right.
It was an expropriation plan of this generational crime families.
Okay. Because what you said earlier was that apartheid was nothing to do with the blacks and the whites. You also, in I've heard you raise examples of Venezuela and Honduras and Colombia and Mexico. It's like, you know, from a global point of view, the rest of the world has looked and just said there's been heaps of problems, and they've all, the countries are struggling, and they have for decades. But that it was deliberate, wasn't it? Because these funds could have gone to all of those countries, but they were deliberately withheld.
Withheld, so they cannot develop. So their participation in economic activity or in their own countries was artificially suppressed. And let me give you an exact example. Anyone who has got a auditing background or accounting background, let me give you an exact example. In Australia, the trust awarded 12,000 metric tons of gold, and the currency ratio per ton of gold to Australia was 2.5 million US dollars per ton of gold.
Okay.
Now, the same currency, the same commodity gold, was then awarded to Israel, for instance, only 10,000 metric tons of gold, but they got a allocation of US dollar currency of, if I speak on the correction, of 2.5 to the power of 34 dollars per ton of gold. Now you can understand why they can buy up TikTok and everything that they need. They fund their PR through this, the war effort throughout the world.
You've just blown up my calculator.
Exactly, but
what
you
I
see,
for the
it
lay
is so.
For the layperson out there, right? Unrest in all of these countries is created so that tons of either gold or funds can be channeled somewhere else.
Yes.
Shit.
Now, I've provided you with a account of the Central Bank of Britain. Now, the Central Bank of Britain has received, I think, 10 million tons of gold to support the economic activities. And to that is linked a certain ratio of US dollars, because that was a reserve currency and still is a reserve currency in the world. Now, if you look at the Bank of England, I think they've got more currency be made available than was made available to the Central Bank of England. How is that possible? Where is the accounting structure of common decent accounting principles? Where is it? The same with the Central Bank of Switzerland. So the Central Bank has received uncounted amounts of gold, and it was make available dollars there. And I forward the specific account details to you. I think it's you've got 800, and you can then add assemblies of three zeros times 66 behind it to disclose to you what amount of dollars was made available to
My
the
gosh,
central bank.
that's why I said you're blowing up
Yeah.
my calculator. My calculator can't handle all those zeros. It's
And
incredible.
it is, and now they utilize the nonsense of the mainstream media and say, but those gold doesn't exist in the history of the world. There's not that much gold. It's nonsense. It's a lie. If it is recorded on the most senior accounting system in the world, what is wrong then? Is the most senior accounting system in the world false? Or is the accounting not been practiced in the most senior structure of the world in finances? Or are there people just sucking thumbs? And it is passed and confirmed by each and every president in the world, and each and every minister of finance in the world, and each and every ambassador to the United Nations, over and above the United Nations' own internal accounting and auditing structures, confirmed by the full bench of the International Court of Justice at the International Criminal Court. So if that accounting system is not true and just, so we must really have a total relook at every system that is operating in the world. Whether it's
Absolutely.
accounting, absolutely. And it's not that I'm offering you fake stuff. It is coming directly of a formally recognized verification from the Committee of 300, from the World Bank Infinity Statements, from the BIS Euro-Peer System, confirming all the accounts. So, and now that they say, but its accounts doesn't exist, that really is another lie. Because the Bank of International Settlements was created to hide all this
Absolutely. It's the
evidence.
capstone.
And,
It's the capstone at
and,
the top.
oh, yes. And one of the most senior other people that spoke out against it was Karen Phipps, Catherine Phipps, sorry, where she said, but this organization, the BIS, is above all of it. That is also a lie. The Bank of International Settlements is operating is by shareholding of 64 of the central banks, which was funded by the trust. And I've got news for that criminal institution. I will take control over the BIS shortly. And
Really?
they better turn around now
So
and ask for forgiveness.
They created the BIS as
for this criminal.
Another kind of barrier.
Yes. Where nobody has got access to the accounting practices being implemented there and the operation behind the scenes. Now, you've got the same thing with this structure of the QFS.
Yep.
Now,
Because they created the SWIFT system too, didn't they? That's all
yes.
Part of money laundering and diversion and all sorts of things.
Exactly.
Yep. So the
QFS
so, is the same, another tactic.
Another tactic. So who owns the QFS?
Yeah, who
And you'll
does?
find that the The promoters and the funders is, amongst others, is BlackRock, Vanguard.
Okay.
Now, and that brings me back to the a few really important legal aspects. And it is so simple that you don't have to really have access to more understanding than it. And the one thing is that, and that is a maxim. So in essence, it has over and over established itself as a truth throughout the history of application of law. A property construct that is common to all may not be owned by a person or an individual because it is common to all. Let me explain it to you. You are breathing in Australia and I'm breathing in South Africa. Even though I may be awarded with the authority that I can say, but you have to stop breathing now. First of all, it's not possible to implement it. Secondly, because the property construct of air is common to all, it cannot be controlled, it cannot be owned. The same if the exchange of currency is a determining factor of everybody's life on earth. It may not be owned by an individual or a corporation. That in that I don't say that different individuals may have more currency than others, because you will obviously have the situation where people, even in the same category of a career, the one will work harder than the other, so they will accumulate naturally more than others. So, but the flow of money, and that is what Rothschild has said, give me control over the creation of the flow of money, and I do not care who is in control in the government.
Right. So go on.
And historically, they've utilized exactly that for all the wars that have been created on Earth. And the systematic destruction of infrastructure and also the habitat on Earth. Believe me, because every war is destroying habitat on Earth to an extent that it is not even calculated or considered amongst the people, because it's not part of the narrative being pushed throughout the world.
We've gotten so off track, haven't we?
Absolutely.
You said earlier
And
that the BIS better watch out because you're after them. So what do you mean by that?
I will use a trust to recover control over the assets of the trust for the benefit of all the people in the world. And those who has been found, will be found guilty by audit practices on manipulating the system, they will account for it.
Good.
They've got now the time to turn around while there's still forgiveness on offering. But at the time when it came that they do not a change around because of the knowledge that is now being surfacing all over the world,
Yes.
there will be no forgiveness.
Yes. Yes, there's something bigger at work here, isn't there? As you say, it's the transparency is there, the revelation, and I mean by revealing is there. It's everybody's starting to see the degree of corruption and theft and falsehood that's been created that we just weren't aware of.
Oh yes, but they deliberately kept us through the media and the false history.
Yes.
They falsified the history of each country to the extent that it's unbelievable. You can't believe any history that has been taught on universities or in schools.
No, the history books have been written.
By the criminal gang.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. So everything has just been turned upside down. It's been inverted from the truth.
Oh, yes.
So what can we do, Adrian? What can
Well,
men and women do?
the first thing that is important, and I don't want people to blindly believe me, use the evidence that's presented and investigate it yourselves.
Yes.
That's the only way of self-learning.
Yes.
I do not want to be in a situation where a lot of people are following me blindly. It would be a lot stronger, even if people differ from me with facts that they have investigated and come to a different conclusion than just to find blindly and at the first opportunity of confrontation they fall over,
Yeah.
not having the self-knowledge. And consciousness to stand up for what is right.
Yes. So, like I said earlier, there's a shift here, right? From limiting systems, which is what you've been uncovering and recording and finding evidence for, but we're creating something new. And we have to get rid of the old and create something new. And there's no time anymore for gurus and leaders. We have to individually, as you say, do our own research, do our own investigations, and find the truth of what's going on. You're just showing people what you've found.
Yes, and I do act upon it, and that may be the reason why the two trusts approached me for assistance. Obviously, I was not the scariest baby bo being born, but and still is not. So, I do have children, as most of the other people in the world,
Yep.
and we were created to care for one another, not
Yes.
to destroy one another.
Yes. Yes. And we've certainly gotten too far away from that, haven't we?
Oh yes.
We need to
Oh
come
yes.
back to loving us each other and being kind and well-meaning. We've come a long way from that, unfortunately.
Oh yes. There's no reason why everybody on earth cannot live in abundance if we care for one another. It is this constant war that is creating scarcity everywhere on earth.
Yes, that's the word for it. It's scarcity and limited things. It's made everybody fight and struggle for life instead of, well, I mean, if that wealth had have been given out to the people, everybody would have a beautiful life. They would have a
Oh,
roof
yes.
over their head, they'd have food on the table, and they'd be able to enjoy themselves.
Obviously, and you'll see that a lot of the things that is now a challenge in managing will correct itself, because there's n nothing that can correct qu quicker than real care for one another.
Yeah. So, what do you see the future is for us, Adrian?
Well, obviously, we are on the brink if we work together in unity and educate ourselves that we will remove all this evil from earth, and we will have a abundant life for generations to come.
Yes, but it's not just about praying, is it? It's about action
No.
and change.
Once again, if you believe the Bible, or to a certain extent, it's confirmed in Islam also, our people go to waste because of lack of knowledge. And the basis of knowledge is to care for one another or to fight one another. And once again, the economic realization is there. The sum of the collective is much, much more than the sum of the product of the individuals.
Yes. And we can turn the tide, can't we, Adrian?
Absolute. And it is so necessary because we are also allowed this criminal gang to force us into a position where we can almost destroy the total habitat on Earth. Because the weapon arsenal that is available is capable of doing that. And it will only require one to start.
And that's not a thought that anybody listening or watching right now would like to engage with.
No, because, and they are scared because they think that this force is so powerful. They are but a fart. If the people educate themselves with the proper knowledge, they have no control whatsoever.
Yeah. Well, it's fear and intimidation. I mean, as I did my own research, I found out that back in the 40s and then back in the 70s, and there were cycles of global warming and the end of the world and climate problems. It's repeated itself in cycles where I got to the point that I started to think that the whole thing was really just made up. And I wasn't really sure if the world was in such a bad state as we were all being led to believe. And I even have to say that I question nuclear, like facilities and nuclear armaments and things like that, because if we actually had the capabilities for all that stuff, I don't know, it would have been used. It would have been used at some point. And I have to wonder why countries keep threatening to push buttons, but nobody seems to push a button, because I just wonder, is there a button to push?
You see, it is this criminal gang that utilizes stuff, and they utilize science to the negative portion of it.
Yep.
Now, you refer to climate change and earth warming. That's a bullshit story. Let me
Yes.
put it straight to you.
Yes.
We are in a cooling cycle. And in a recent letter to President Trump, I've disclosed the scientific data of that.
Okay.
And it may be, or maybe not, maybe he had access to the same data that he pulled from the Paris Accord, which was the right thing to do.
You're rubbing shoulders with a few big players, Adrian.
Well, let me put it to you. It's not that I call upon it, but at least the evidence is out.
Yes.
And it's available.
Yes.
Now, if they keep on spraying this chemtrails,
yep,
that is creating a hothouse effect.
Yep.
It's not the earth that is natural being warmed, and all those chemicals that's been sprayed is toxic to the environment.
Yep.
You live through a lot of extremely worst bushfires in Australia. It was all caused by those chemtrails.
Yes.
Now, one of the things that is part of this chemical concoction is microscopic aluminium. Now, microscopic aluminium increase the heat of any fire exponentially.
Yes. Yes, I've heard lots of reports where they were seeing flashes and the fire
Yes.
behaving very differently. Absolutely. So we've got man-made issues going on here that can be very easily stopped and then turned
If
around.
the people educate themselves.
Yes, yes, yeah,
And
absolutely.
that is where our challenge lie in the education of the people.
Yes.
And the people doing their own research, because the worst thing that you can have is a person that is complacent And at the time when you depend on them, they are in fact your worst enemy because of their complacency.
Yes. So people need to research and they need to think. They need to start thinking for themselves and they need to stop thinking that everything's a conspiracy theory because everything's now being revealed. Everything.
Yes.
The game that's been set up, who's been playing it, how they've been playing it, and how we've all been caught in it, haven't we?
Yes,
And it needs to stop.
exactly. And it is the same as the Australian legal system. The Australian legal system is illegal in terms of United Nations declarations.
Okay.
So Australia is subdued to the legal system of the Crown, which is in terms of the United Nations regulations illegal.
Well, I said it once upon a time to a lawyer. I said, this whole system was made up. It was made
Yeah.
up.
And they made the lawyers benefit from the illegal system, so they are reluctant to correct it.
Yes. Yes. But here in Australia, unfortunately, it's becoming more like a banking system and nothing for the people, and certainly not to resolve situations anymore, which is very unfortunate.
Well, it's the same with the COVID. The COVID was brought upon the people of the world to destroy the economies so that they be dependent on
On the government.
on the government, which is in any way the organized crime syndicate.
Take away everybody's assets and everybody's money so they're reliant.
Yeah.
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 Unfortunate, but true. Absolutely true. So we've got 30 seconds, Adrienne. I knew an hour wasn't going to be enough time. We've only just tipped the iceberg here or the tip of the spear. So we're going to need to do this again. It'll be lovely. Finally, a final thought for people. What would you say to them after? Listening to what we've been talking about tonight.
First of all, one has to understand, and I'm going back to two legal principles. The law, the only true law, is a promise to one and another that we will award them a right to live and also a life of abundance. That is law. Oh, any other interpretation of law is fake.
Beautiful.
Secondly, is that everything concerns a sentencing. There is no need whatsoever, ever in any place in the world, for secrecy, because secrecy is the foundation of all evil.
That was beautifully said. I hear, hear to that. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
It has been a wonderful experience talking to you tonight, and I hope it's inspired everybody to start thinking and researching. Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you, Ellen, for the opportunity, and
You're
be
welcome.
blessed for everyone
Yes.
in abundance.
Thank you so much.
Claim it, it's yours.
Claim it, it's yours. Thank you.
Thank you.
Welcome to Inspired Radio with Helen Taylor. Get ready to be inspired. Stories have power and conversations spark change. So let's create a new world and get started right now.